Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, Petersfield's RSPCA celebrates its bicentennial year. A warning over bin lorry fires sweeps through Petersfield. The Guggenheim exhibition comes to Petersfield, and Isaac covers the local sports. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Sir Keir Starmer has promised stability over chaos as he launched his party's manifesto. The document includes a considerable section on green policies, with a commitment to achieving clean power by 2030 and establishing GB Energy to invest in renewable energy projects. Deputy Leader Angela Rayner says growth will be delivered in every corner of the country under Labour.
Every day of this campaign, I have met people with hope for our future. Hope that things can get better for the next generation, despite the years of Tory failure.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister says it was very disappointing that one of his closest parliamentary aides had placed a bet on the date of the general election some 3 days before it was called. Craig Williams is alleged to have placed a £100 bet on a July polling day, days before Mr Sunak named the date as July 4th. US President Joe Biden and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky have signed a 10-year security agreement that they hailed as a milestone in relations between their countries. The leaders signed the agreement at the annual Group 7 summit in Italy. Mr. Biden said the goal is to strengthen Ukraine's defence and deterrence capabilities. The inquest into the death of teenage motorcyclist Harry Dunn has recorded his death as being as a result of injuries sustained during a head-on collision with a car on the wrong side of the road. Northamptonshire coroner Anne Pember has criticised the US government for a lack of training provided to employee Anne Sekulis prior to the crash. Harry Dunn's mother, Charlotte Charles, speaks outside the court about Anne Sekulis's letter.
It will never be enough. Number one, I don't believe she even wrote them. It's more likely to have come from her lawyer. And I think the extra statement that we received yesterday that she'd written overnight the previous night is probably more evidence of that.
And the UK's largest pub groups and breweries have written an open letter to the leaders of the three main political parties demanding an immediate cut in beer duty. The letter coincides with the start of Euro 2024. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Grace McIntosh.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Alan Kosh at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Petersfield's RSPCA shop is holding a fun day to celebrate the charity's bicentennial year. The event takes place tomorrow during normal shop opening hours, and the raffle will be drawn at 2 p.m. Joe Gray popped into the Lavant Street shop to find out more.
Can you tell us what's happening?
Yes, it's the anniversary, the 200th of the RSPCA, and each shop that is the RSPCA, we're doing like a fun day. It's going to have like cake and a raffle, tombola, name the lion and things like that, just to celebrate the anniversary. As I say, we're going to make it a lovely day.
And of course, everyone is welcome, including dogs.
Of course, dogs in particular.
East Hampshire Districts warns about the prospect of bin lorry fires. People in East Hampshire are being asked to help avoid the risk of bin lorries catching fire this summer, as Joe Gray reports.
Last year, several fires in bin lorries disrupted collections across the district. Now, East Hampshire Council wants us to take steps to avoid any recurrence. Barbecues, hot ashes and batteries are the main causes of refuse fires. The council says barbecues can take up to 48 hours to cool down, and disposable barbecues must be cold before you put them in the green bin. Lithium batteries can ignite when they're crushed. The council says it's best to recycle them. You can take items containing lithium batteries to the recycling centre on Bedford Road in Petersfield.
The Guggenheim exhibition opens tomorrow at the Petersfield Museum and Art Gallery. The exhibition delves into the life of Peggy Guggenheim, a 20th century self-proclaimed art addict, who called Yew Tree Cottage near Petersfield home. The exhibition will run until October 2024. Molly Smits tells us more.
The exhibition is going to be opening tomorrow, and it's all about Peggy Guggenheim. She is a world-renowned art collector of 20th century art, especially modern art, and she actually lived between Petersfield and South Harding in the 1930s. So it's really kind of about her, especially just the local connections that she has to Petersfield. So we have world-class art, we have fashion and textiles on display, photographs, and a whole slew of events to get your hands into different surrealist art techniques, and we really have something for everyone coming up this summer.
Isaac has the local sports news.
Petersfield's cricket team lost to Long Parish last weekend. Petersfield batted first, receiving 176 runs from 45 overs with 9 wickets. Petersfield's top batter was Shaw, who reached 40 runs. However, a tight run of overs saw Long Parish reach 177 runs, half an over before Petersfield had, winning them the game. Our best bowler was Russell, who played during 5 wickets. And Petersfield's under-14 Predators team have won the highest division of the North Hants Youth League, with manager Trevor Smith also sweeping up the club's Manager of the Season award. The rest of the football club awards were distributed as follows. The Chairman's Award went to John Lowe, the Lady of the Year went to Hayley Cook, the Volunteer of the Year went to Kieran Earle, the Outsiders Cup went to Matt Swanton, the Referee of the Year went to Toby Restell, the John Wood Memorial Trophy went to Ben Golvin, the John Wood Trophy to the under-14 Whirlwinds, and the Kieran Burkett Trophy to the under-8 Asteroids.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning from Andy at the Shine Radio Weather Desk. We've got a day of sunny intervals in the Petersphere today, maybe a chance of showers first thing and then again in the late afternoon. As for temperatures, they are, as been the case previously, below average for the time of year at about 17 degrees, but feeling quite a bit cooler in the southwesterly breeze. High tide today is at 5:34 a.m., 3.8 metres, and then again at 18:18 at 4 metres. Sunset is at 21:19, and then tomorrow, Saturday, is another day of sunshine and showers and feeling even cooler than today.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Dean Lane remains closed still with a diversion in place, but that is due to complete tomorrow. Pullins Lane, the work continues there. Two-way lights remain in place. And Blackmore Lane and Solwood Lane remain closed with diversions in place as well. In Berriton, Greenway Lane, the work continues there with two-way lights in place as well. That's it, though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood.
Oh yay! Oh yay! Petersfield goes to the polls!
On Tuesday, June the 11th, you can put your questions to candidates in East Hampshire for the general election. At Shine Radio, we've joined forces with the Petersfield Post and St Peter's Church to stage an election questions event on Tuesday.
Making sure we've still got a planet to live on when the time comes.
We don't value our NHS enough, and if we don't, it'll go.
The Reverend Canon Will Hughes is in the chair, and I, Claire Venice, will be nestled among the pews to help amplify your questions.
Getting an affordable mortgage is pretty difficult.
Food banks and the sort of increased use of that is really important.
If you'd like to find out more or submit a question in advance, then go to our website at shineradio.uk.
We cannot have the gap between riches and poor that we have today.
And we hope to see you there at St Peter's Church on Tuesday evening from 7.